what's up, everybody? Welcome to the first episode of Gilmore Girls and Tea Spills. This is a podcast where we're going to watch an episode of Gilmore Girls in order and discuss it with each other. Be sure to watch the episode ahead of time because we will be spoiling these episodes because we have seen them already. I'm one of your hosts, Jackson. I'm joined by my wife, Madeline, and our friend, Danny.
Woo!
Hey, what's up?
Danny lost her debit card, but she found it, so that's a good, it's a win for the day.
Thanks.
Cool. So,
important information about me.
You have to have banter. It makes us human.
Otherwise, we'd be gods.
What? We'd be celebrities if we don't, you know, we all lose our debit card sometimes.
Except for celebrities, apparently.
Yeah. Someday I'll get there.
Okay, so you both have already seen the show. I've seen, like, random episodes throughout the show. So we're going to try not to spoil future episodes, even though you guys know about them.
Got it.
So what, like, overall feelings do you guys get from watching this show? Like, the little bit I've seen, I kind of get, like, a, I don't know, like, cozy vibe from it, like a small town fall setting.
You're just saying that because that's what I've said.
Yep.
Come on, have some original thought.
I get like a nice angry feeling watching this show.
It's angry.
But I don't know. Do you guys get like a feeling or?
It's just my comfort show.
So comfort would be the feeling there.
Yeah. Just saying that because Madeline said it.
Like all the colors are warm. It's in New England in the fall. So there's lots of sweaters and coffee and it is like a small town. And you have all the characters eventually that they build out. So it, like the community feel in it.
Cool. So what I want out of this podcast for any people out there that are just now deciding to watch Gilmore Girls, what are we like 19 years after it aired?
It started in, I think like 99.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we're like 22 years late on this. But if you're just now starting it and you don't have any friends that are watching it because it's an old show, you can watch it along with us.
And then get better friends.
Yes. But I think there are more people watching it now just because of the revival.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is why I want this podcast because it'll ride the wave.
Just a couple years late. It's fine.
True. Yeah, so you can watch the episode and then come here for our hilarious, thoughtful opinions about the episode.
It's a lot of pressure.
Our perfect opinions.
Literally one of my bullet points is episode one equals hot Luke. So that's the kind of quality commentary you can expect.
I honestly feel like that's what people want. So that is good. Okay, so basically we're just going to recap the episode and just go over what happened in the episode. And then we're going to talk about what events transpired during the episode.
You've said the same thing three times.
Just kidding. And then we'll talk about
which everyone sounds best.
Our favorite parts of the episode after that. And then just wrap it up with like, I don't know, like feelings about the episode. If it was a good episode, if it felt like a time waster, filler episode.
Jackson still has this theory that there are such thing as a filler episode in Gilmore Girls. I don't think so.
There's not. With that much dialogue, there's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out. I've only seen one episode.
Yeah, I think episode one is a bit of a filler episode. Really, nothing was established. Nothing happened.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's just start with the recap. It's the first time we see Stars Hollow. And it opens up with, we see Lorelai going into Luke's diner.
There she goes. Is that song? Yeah, I think there's a Stars Hollow sign like twice, two or three times in that very first opening shot. So it's immediately like,
you gotta know,
you are in Stars Hollow.
Yeah, everything is a little different in like the first couple because they filmed those in Canada rather than in LA.
They filmed other ones in LA?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Does that ruin the magic for
it's
you?
It's like on the kinda. Warner Brothers studio. Like you can go on a tour of Stars Hollow.
I feel like Canada is much more like New England than than LA.
That's cool. We should go on a tour.
Yeah.
I did the Warner Brothers one. It was really cool. It was right after they finished the reboot, so they still had a bunch of the setup.
Oh, nice. Aww.
I took a picture in the gazebo. It was cool.
Nice.
That's where I got the shirt.
Nice. So Lorelai goes into Luke's diner And which I think is interesting. It looks like it used to be a hardware store because...
What? You're crazy.
It says hardware on the sign. And there's like a bunch of hardware behind her. But
that's just... That makes no sense.
Which, so this is like a local place. This isn't a...
Chain?
Chain.
Mm.
I think you'll notice nothing in Stars Hollow is familiar. It's all very small town.
Mm-hmm.
Local stuff.
Yeah, you have to go to Hartford if you want to get to Starbucks or
30 minutes away with no traffic. I timed it.
Yeah.
So then Lorelai goes up and we meet Luke for the first time, which is the guy that owns the diner.
Which he was originally just supposed to be a guest star. He was not supposed to have a reoccurring role.
Really?
I feel like Danny's going to be the knowledge behind the show because I don't know.
I've watched it like 3 times a year for the past, I think, 8 years. I got it all.
Yeah.
Sweet. So you don't even have to watch the episodes.
No.
We're doing a season 3, episode 2. You're like, okay. Yeah. That's <It's>
that. But yeah, I mean, I feel like Luke, this like episode 1 is his prime.
That's sad, but
like I don't know, he just looks pretty young and he has the hat and yeah
like in looks or he's already on the
youngest episode. It's his prime.
Yeah, he's on the verge of elderliness already, I think. But okay, so Lorelai asks for coffee and he's immediately like super flirty, right?
It's a weird gruff kind of flirty.
I mean, better than your flirting.
Way better than my flirting. But I mean, it's definitely like tension there, right? Because she's like,
what are you insinuating?
I think there's some romance there.
Wow, you picked up on that. You're very perceptive.
Very first scene. Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
And we find out that she is addicted to coffee because she's already had 5 cups by this point where she's asking for a 6th cup.
Yeah, Luke keeps lecturing her about her choices. It's kind of annoying. Like, I don't quite understand that part of his character. Like, it just doesn't fit. Yeah. I don't know.
That's why I think it's... Because does he do that? Well, that's fine. Does he do that to other people? Or is it just her? That's why I feel like it's a flirty thing.
I think he typically judges...
Yeah, he's very judgmental.
Yeah.
But like he's also the supplier.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like a health, like he likes healthy food and wants other people to eat healthy.
But he doesn't offer a veggie burger. Come on, right. Like, I don't.
They have veggie burgers.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Maybe like, I mean, it's the like, because no one's buying it, so he has to make a living. So he doesn't want to offer the chili fries, but that's what
it just gets to. He doesn't think it's worth arguing most of the time, so he just doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like later on he's not as like, oh my God, I can't watch this.
He just accepts it.
Yeah.
Cool. And then we meet this random guy that I really like the way he...
Joey.
Yeah, his name's Joey. I like the way he flirts.
Oh, I put, hate Joey, talk normal.
I put, okay, because he's like, enjoy your coffee, mystery woman.
Yeah, he doesn't talk at a full volume.
No, he whispers. Which I find seductive, personally.
This is explaining a lot about you.
Okay, and then we meet Rory. She comes in, joins them at the table. What do we find out about Rory here?
I wrote on mine, when she asks for lip gloss, and Lorelai has all that lip gloss, that's just a huge, like, they definitely stray away from that later. Like, I felt like that was weird for their characters.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know, just they aren't, like, makeup obsessed and need... the lip gloss as soon as they get up.
But I feel like Lorelai is such a like fun person. I feel like that's what it was pointing out, is that like she's not choosing a lip gloss based on how it looks, but based on how it tastes.
Because one changed colors with the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like having that type of stuff is definitely Lorelai, but like not, I don't know. I think if she were to have lip gloss, she would stray to that stuff, but I don't think like lip gloss is a huge part of her personality.
Yeah. Was it lip gloss? I was thinking it was chapstick.
Yeah, it's lip gloss.
Oh. Yeah, lip gloss is weird anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the next scene, or I don't know what to call it, is the opening credits, which I can't stand. I love the song, but it's so orange.
It's so orange. I was going to say, this is where those cozy fall vibes come from, is the outfits and the theme song clips, because it's just all this fall foliage, it's a bunch of sweaters, and it's orange.
But it's too orange.
Yeah, and it's like, square.
Huh. It is square.
I've never... had an opinion on it.
You'll notice it now. It's too orange.
Now, do you think it's orange?
I mean, I know it's orange. I never felt like it was too orange. I don't like orange, so you would think I would feel like it was orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like, I don't know, it's unnaturally orange.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why you had the orange.
Yeah, and those my notes said opening orange with an angry face.
Yeah, I kept trying to remember a scene where like, someone was trying to like peel an orange or something.
Okay, the next one I have is we go to the school.
No, I think we go to the inn next.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
I mean, the next notes I have are about the inn.
Yeah. I have...
Take it away. Oh, yeah, the harp girl.
Yeah, there's an obnoxious harp lady. I don't know why she's there. I don't really get what she adds other than showing how Lorelai deals with people, maybe.
I think just submissively. Comic relief.
Yeah.
I don't find her funny.
I thought it was kind of funny because she's moving a big harp through the lobby and everything's getting in her way. So she's like... Oh, who put a table here? That's a great idea, designer.
Okay, but there wasn't a table in her way when she said that. It was like 3 feet to the right. She continued on her straight path.
It's in the bubble. It's too close.
Yeah.
I can't see her. Like, no matter how many times I've watched Gilmore Girls, I can't see her without thinking of the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Oh, that's what she's from. Mm, yeah. So she always plays that kind of character.
She's not a harp player. I mean... In Gilmore Girls, she's a harp player, not in the Lizzie McGuire movie.
No, that's not her character. She's is the harp player.
So she's always like gruff.
Yeah.
Like rough around the edges.
Do we meet? So we see Michelle here.
Yeah.
For the first time.
I put that I didn't like Michelle at first. Like the first time I watched the series, I really just didn't like him. But he definitely grows on you.
I love Michelle.
And yeah, his character develops a lot.
He's kind of the... like the connection for like the average retail worker, I guess.
Yeah, there is that. The customers are too annoying today and I can't talk to any more of them. Yeah. The snooty Frenchman.
Is that at the... I should have wrote out the timeline better. Is that at the motel?
The next inn? Thing?
No. I mean, the next inn? Part is they go... She goes to the back and Suki's on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, I didn't write anything about Suki.
I just wrote... That another part that does not carry through the series is Lorelai speaking Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Does she not ever do that again?
No, later.
I mean, it makes sense if she started out as a maid.
I mean, later she just doesn't know any Spanish at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe she just knew that one line.
Which was like, why did you let Suki do this?
Yeah.
that checks out.
Yeah. I put that... They established the dream of owning their own inn in that first episode. Like, so much in that first episode. Like, it's very well thought out that they, like, of course there are inconsistencies like that, but they also did a really good job of, like, this is the character's core and this is their hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, and we see that.
And just in case anyone didn't watch the episode, they just came here first. Suki is the chef at the inn.
And Lorelai's best friend.
And Lorelai's best friend. And she's running the show, but she's a super klutz.
Yeah, the physical comedies.
Yeah.
I love that, which maybe I should say this for the end, but I love that scene where it's like almost, it's like choreographed of her almost causing so many horrible things.
And that's Melissa McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Right? She's pretty funny.
Yeah. I think after that is Rory and Lane walking through the park talking about...
Okay, I think we skipped a scene.
Oh.
Because we do see Rory in class and the teacher says... You can either read the chapter or if you've already read the chapter, start writing the paper. And Rory immediately starts writing. And all these bitchy girls around her are like painting their nails. I got nervous. And they look over at her writing and they're like, oh, she's probably writing a love letter or a hit list or
something. No, they did not say a hit list.
Star is Hollow
this
goes
is
black.
99. This is not...
And then one of them leans over and they go, ugh, it's the assignment.
Yeah, Rory does school at school.
Yeah.
What a... She's such a different girl.
Yeah, she's not like the other girls.
I need to figure out if that teacher comes back later because this is the first time I've ever noticed it, but I'm pretty sure she comes back as someone else.
As a different character.
It was a pretty small part, so I wouldn't be surprised if she does. Yeah, but of course they're just establishing that like Rory likes books and she's smarter than everyone else.
Yeah. She doesn't have time to paint her fingernails during class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, she's not annoying about it. She just does her work.
Because she has time to ask for lip gloss.
So. You guys hate Rory, so I'm going to stand up for her.
I like her for now.
She's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I wrote on here, I like Rory right now. And then a couple lines later, she's annoying me.
But I think like that's just like teenage girl, like that's gonna annoy anyone.
Yeah, for now I still like the character, but I know exactly when I stop liking the character, so when we get there I'll let you know.
okay so then we meet Rory's best friend
Lane. And at first they talk about Lane's parents, plural. And so I have a question. Does Lane have a dad?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Is her dad ever in the show?
In the year in a life, he is. But not in the actual show.
Is he supposedly just there, just never seen?
He's probably like the trope, like Koreans are work super hard. He's probably like at work all the time type thing. You know?
Maybe.
Because he's probably a doctor.
That's so weird though. Why didn't they just put him in the show?
I have no idea. Because I know like throughout a couple seasons, they talk... Like, she still refers to her parents. And then eventually turns into she only refers to her mom.
And there's so but much with her and her mom.
They definitely make a big deal, like, in the reboot about, there's my dad.
Maybe it's like everybody had this question. And they're like, I bet fine, they did. Yeah. Give her a dad.
So, yeah, we established that she is from a strict Korean household. She's not allowed to like American music, but she does secretly.
She mentioned Eminem.
Yeah, she was wearing a Woodstock 99 t-shirt. Which was a concert in America.
Oh, was it?
Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, he wrote as a question, are the Kims vegetarian? Because I know several times where they talk about like they've had tofurkey and tofu and stuff.
Yeah, they're like,
but I can't think of a time when I've
vegan.
Heard them eat meat, but I don't feel like they ever say they're vegetarian. So that's what I want to pay attention to because I'm not sure.
Yeah, but they're like super healthy.
Yeah, because when we meet her mom, she... offers her a muffin made with, what is it? No dairy, no sugar, no... Yeah. There's something else.
No gluten. You have to soak it in tea to bite it.
Yeah. It's only good for... It's from sprouted
like, wheat. Oh, that's something me and Jackson would probably eat.
Probably.
Yeah. And be like, Danny, try this. Wrote, it's great. You'd be like, no.
I wrote down... So Madeline is preparing for a bodybuilding contest. And I wrote down, this is something she would like.
Yeah, I'd probably be like, you know, it's really not that bad.
I also... remember when you told me to eat one of your cookies and it was not a cookie.
What was it?
That was like an oat banana thing.
It was gross.
I think it was like banana, peanut butter, and oats.
Yeah.
It's not a cookie.
I like it.
So you don't remember what it real was cookies
sugar-free,
taste like.
Gluten-free.
Yeah, so that was one of those jokes that didn't land with me and Madeline.
Yeah,
so
we're like,
much.
Oh, yum. We're what like, a nice mom.
Yeah, that sounds really healthy for that child. Okay, cool.
Oh, so, I have a question.
Okay.
Based on that, how come at some thrift stores everything is always half off? Like, why don't you just make it that price?
I bet so it's they make people think that it's a deal so that they'll buy it then and not
it's like marketing.
Come back later.
Yeah. Are we all that gullible?
Yeah.
If everything's half off, nothing is. Like on The Incredibles, when everyone's super, no one will be.
First episode, gotta get The Incredibles in there.
If everything's half off, nothing is.
That's true. That's why you gotta do like the Goodwill thing and like a quarter of everything is half off every week.
Yeah.
It's false scarcity.
Yeah.
I mean, she just wants to get everything out.
Yeah. I feel like.
Well, then maybe start by not owning an antique shop in your home.
Yeah. She has too much stuff because they like get lost in the house multiple times.
Yeah.
They do.
Cool. So then we go back to the inn. Lorelai opens a letter. Oh, is that how it works? She gets a phone call? Lorelai gets a phone call and she like acts like she got good news. And then we cut back to the kitchen. Again, Suki's going crazy. This is the montage you were talking about where she's about to like break everything and her sous chef and line cooks are all
saving her.
And then Lorelai comes in at the end and Suki bashes her sous chef with a pan.
The first time I watched it, I was watching it with a friend and we rewatched that part over and over again. And every time we just busted out laughing. That's
good.
The scene I think about anytime I think about the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is very funny, but I didn't like how no one reacted to that. And they just let that sous chef lay
expendable.
On
yeah.
He's used to it.
Yep. So then we find out that Rory got into
Chilton.
Yes.
Which
is like the big fancy private school for smart people.
Yeah. And she's going there because her goal is to get into Harvard.
Next thing I have is on the porch at the house. You guys have anything before that?
Well, before that is when Lorelai finds out that she has to pay that huge amount.
Right.
$5,000 or $50,000 or some five amount. With a lot of zeros.
I think it's like I'm going to say it's like 25,000. It's 20,000 for the year semester. And then 5,000 for the enrollment fee.
Yeah. But I feel like she has the 20,000, but then doesn't have the 5,000.
But she asks her parents for the full amount. So that I wrote down, what was she planning on doing if she doesn't have any of it? Because she asks them for the full amount.
Maybe so she thinks of it as like, if she has to go to them, she might as well go big. If it's like the last resort, she might as well get the most out of
like,
it.
I feel like she would try to get as little as possible.
See, I think she only wanted the 5,000 from them. She was explaining the situation, saying that they needed the semester's tuition and an enrollment fee. But she didn't like ask for that whole thing.
Okay. Because I took it as her asking for all of it. Because I know later they say that like they're paying for the full school. So I don't know.
Maybe she like could do maybe she thought she could finance it and pay monthly or something.
Maybe.
She should have looked into that a little bit.
Yeah.
I think Lorelai's a hard worker, but she doesn't always make the best decisions. I think.
That's true.
She's kind of starts to panic about how she's going to pay for this, which we just spoiled how she ends up doing it. But that's okay. You already watched the episode. So we see them, Lorelai and Suki out on the front porch of their house. And I have a note here saying how good a friend Suki is, because she says, you can sell my car to pay for it.
Lorelai's like, no one wants that, Suki.
Yeah. I wrote that like Lorelai doesn't appreciate her because she doesn't even say thank you or anything.
I think she didn't actually mean that. Like, that was more of just like saying anything to help. Like
Suki 100% would sell her car for it.
it seemed like it because she was gone. Well, she also was drunk though. She was drinking wine. But unless she's always drunk, that seems to be the nature of her character.
Yeah.
She's definitely a helper, giver.
Mm-hmm.
When they're talking about this and then Rory walks up and they don't want her to know. So they're kind of just, But Suki mentions that she could go to her parents for the money.
Well, she doesn't say her parents. She just says like, you could.
Uh-uh.
But you could.
No.
Okay, dropped.
No, Suki.
Wow. It's like you guys were in it.
Yeah, we're pretty good actors. Okay.
I wrote a question because then it shows the pictures on the fireplace.
Yeah.
But there's a picture of a dog, and I just want to know whose dog that is, because I know they didn't have a dog. Yeah. She didn't have a dog growing up, so whose dog is... And it was just a picture of just a dog.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like a group. Do we know if they like had a dog like when Rory was a kid and it passed away?
There's an episode where they go over all the pets that they had and they do not say a dog. Whose dog is it?
Maybe it's one of those random things like we've been in thrift stores before where it has like a mug with some random guy's like senior pictures
on
it.
They just saw the picture of the dog and they're like, that's a cute dog.
Yeah, and they just bought it. Okay, the next scene that I have, we're back at high school and Rory's talking to Lane.
Oh, I think the next scene is when she's at her parents' house.
Oh, okay. I just didn't write anything down.
Because like it shows a picture of her as a child and then it like
gets
bigger towards
that. It's a good transition. Yeah, so the next scene we're at Lorelai's parents' house for the first time.
Yeah, and I put realistic family dynamics.
Yeah.
Because I feel like other shows they just like oversimplify things. Whereas this one, like, I don't know. They're like, nobody's 100% innocent. And it's just like a real complex situation.
And you can feel the like awkwardness when she shows up.
Yeah. Like, and how the mom's like,
doesn't really want her to be there.
Well, not that she's just so passive aggressive. It's like, well, if you told us. Yeah. You know, Richard, she told us.
Yeah. And her mom, when Lorelai opens the door, her mom says, is it Easter already?
Yeah.
And then when the dad walks in, he says, is it Christmas already? That's funny.
And it's September, so they know it's not.
Yeah. They're just implying.
I feel like I have such a love-hate relationship with them. Because I love them because they're super funny.
Yeah.
But they remind me so much of people in my family. And it just suffocates me.
Do you want to name them on a podcast right now?
No, it's not.
I think that's why like this show is so good. Is because like it is the dynamic that's present in a lot of places.
Feels real.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts my soul, but I love it.
Yeah.
You like the pain.
Yep.
Is that when we find out that Lorelai had Rory at 16 or not yet?
Not yet. But we find out that like her parents are obviously wealthy, well off. And it kind of seems like she only goes to them when she needs money.
It just seems like she doesn't go to them.
True.
Except for holidays.
Sure.
Days when the banks are closed.
Yep. And so they agree to give her the money for Rory's school, but the mom's like, on one condition. Lorelai, what does she say? So close.
Yep.
And so they have to have dinner with them every Friday night at 7 p.m. in exchange for the money for the school. So that's a pretty important thing. Yeah,
which isn't like a crazy ask. Like the first time I watched through it, I was like, it's kind of sad that she has to like hold this over in order to have her daughter over for dinner. Like I felt bad. But.
Yeah, but then you see the dinner and it's like, that is pretty bad.
That starts to make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it does stink, but it also makes sense because you see both sides. So it's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it is still like she does want to be a part of her daughter's life. Like,
is it?
I don't know if it's more of she wants to be part of her daughters or her granddaughters.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it more Rory?
I think she wants to be a part of Lorelai's, but then when she's around Lorelai, she's just,
Yeah, because later in the episode, she's like, you took that girl and ran from us. So it's even then, it wasn't even so much about her leaving. It was about hiding Rory. Okay, and so then we go to the school, I think.
And Rory meets Dean.
Yes.
But before that, she has a stupid line where she says, oh, and get this. We have to wear uniforms.
No, we get to wear uniforms.
Yeah, because she was excited about the uniforms.
She's excited. I just hated that.
No more anyone looking at what kind of jeans you're wearing.
I think that's when I wrote down, Jackson has mocked Rory this many times.
I'm trying not to. It's only been one episode. But so, yeah, then we... Little side plot, we find out Lane is meeting a doctor on a hayride tonight. So she has to leave.
Proctologist.
Yeah. Yes. And so we meet Dean. Mm-hmm. You guys want to talk about Dean?
He's pretty tall.
He is tall. From Chicago.
Wendy.
Oprah.
I mean, I feel like I like that their conversations are awkward because there are some similarities between Lorelai and Rory, but Rory, at least at first, is so awkward around a boy she likes, whereas Lorelai like has it all together. Yeah. Yeah. So I do like that they did that. But I don't feel like, who plays Rory?
Alexis Bledel.
Okay, I don't feel like she quite honed in her acting chops just yet.
Well, this was her very first thing she was ever in. Mm. She was discovered in like film school. She was wanting to be a director. And then they brought her into this. So a lot of the first season is Lauren Graham trying to like direct her and help her out.
That makes sense. So, yeah. Because I just feel like some of it, I think it's supposed to be awkward. And then some of it, I think, just comes across awkward. Yeah. But maybe it works. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she tells Dean her name, I wrote out, how do they come up with nicknames? Because I don't understand.
Rory.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't make sense. Rory. And like Richard and Dick and like Charles and Chuck. Like names just don't make sense. Why do they make random nicknames out of these?
Yeah, you think Lorelai John and would Jack. Be Lori. Oh.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if it just like used to be spelled different and just like develops and that's how it used to be pronounced. Like,
Could it be a middle name situation?
No. It's like Lorelai Lee and Lorelai Victoria.
Victorory.
I think the mom's middle name is Victoria.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point.
At some point she says that Rory is short for Lorelai. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. It's kind of like I have some friends. They have a daughter named Charlotte, but they're trying to call her Letty, and it's not catching on.
I call her Letty.
A lot of people call her Letty.
Yeah, I know. That's just a joke.
But that makes sense.
Charlotte.
Yeah, I guess.
I also wrote down that Dean saying that he noticed Rory just from when there was craziness happening and she didn't even look up. Like, that just bugs me so much. I don't know why. It's like,
because it's not that's not real life. Like, that's
it's like
a boy just, doesn't care that much.
Yeah. Like, you're not going to pay attention to her. She's just breeding. And he was like, his nose is bleeding. People were panicking. Like, calm down. I'm sure it was not crazy.
Yeah.
You just need to chill out. Yeah. And she was just living her life because that doesn't revolve around you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wrote down that Dean is really into girls that read. Even though I don't think he's a big reader.
He's very not a reader.
No, he's not.
Yeah, that conversation was pretty awkward, which I guess it's supposed to be, but...
Mm-hmm.
So what do he's looking for a job. He just moved here. He's kind of a leather jacket.
Tall.
Assuming like to be a bad boy type thing?
No.
A little bit?
No. It's just a boy.
Just a boy.
All boys are bad boys.
Cool. So they chit chat and then...
That's when I wrote, now Rory is bugging me.
Yeah, okay.
During the chit chat?
Or because of the chit chat.
I'm not sure. So I wrote, Rory is bugging me, then says something about Lane, and then I said I don't like Dean, so...
Mm.
Yeah, see, this is my problem with the first episode, is this conflict of Rory talking to a boy one time and then suddenly wanting to alter her entire life plan that she had been wanting for so long. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't buy that. I think they, like, escalated that conflict too much, or they didn't give us enough. Like, if she had also just been voted, like, student body president and, like, I don't know. Because she could still get to know Dean. They're going to live in the same town.
Yeah, after, so like, that, one conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that they threw that in there.
I kind of took it like this is the first boy that has taken interest in her, I guess. Mm-hmm.
But like she's still going to get to know him. Even they don't have to go to school together. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they don't have any classes together if they're just talking in the hallway. And he's like, I saw you reading outside. He didn't say like
that's a good point. They could get a job together.
Only if she wants to keep those awkward hallway conversations.
That's
the
only thing that's she'll be missing out on.
Yeah. So that's my problem. I feel like they could have found a better way to make Rory not want to go to Chilton or give some kind of conflict between Rory and Lorelai.
I don't know if maybe that is their way of trying to make it seem like she has a little bit of her mom in her. It's like automatically boy obsessed, I guess.
Maybe.
Like, because I guess that's one of the only things besides what they eat and the way they talk that she has in common.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I don't know. Maybe that was just their way of trying to make some sort of connection.
Well, then they should have at least kissed. Like,
they definitely should have done it better.
Yeah, because they just had an awkward conversation. They didn't even really like, I guess he said that he watches her.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then said, no, not creepily. Just.
And like, I think she would tell her mom about that based on the relationship they had so far. She would be like, oh my gosh, this boy just talked to me. He's really cute. Mm. Like, it doesn't make sense for her why wouldn't you tell Lorelai about that? She'd be the best one to like have girl chat with.
Yeah, I agree.
I would have girl chat with Lorelai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My last thing I have written about this scene.
Yeah.
Is that it really makes me mad that she said she's reading Moby Dick and it's her first Melville. Like, they say she's been reading these big books since she was in elementary school. She wouldn't have waited till she was 16 to read Moby Dick.
Like, have you read Moby Dick?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I like it.
I've heard it was boring.
It's boring. Because of this episode, I went and got Moby Dick and sitting on my nightstand. And I read
Where'd you get it from?
Parents' house.
Oh, okay. I could have borrowed it. I have it.
And I tried reading it. And he spends the first two pages talking about the water. And
two
I got
pages?
Bored.
That's not very long.
Two whole pages. He likes three-page books.
I mean, there's a lot of other stuff to read. Like, other than Melville.
But I feel like her thing is that she's read all of the books. And well, that's such a classic book. I feel like
But there's so many classic books. Madame Bovary's definitely better in my
opinion. I feel like it doesn't make sense. I feel like she definitely would have read that way before now.
Well, but as any book, any classic book would have been her first. Like, you have to read it first at some point.
She does kind of make it seem like...
We're not going to agree, I guess.
Like, weird that it's her first Melville. Like, she makes a point about saying that. Like, I don't... Maybe she kind of knows it's... late or something. I don't know.
And like, she's like reading a new book, at least one new book every single week. Mm-hmm. And she started when she was like six, reading huge classic books. So I don't think she would have waited this long.
I did read the children's version of Moby Dick when I was a child.
Oh, wow.
It had every page had a picture. So
how many pages of water did that one have?
That was only one.
Oh, wow.
Really made
one
me.
One page, one picture?
Yeah. Okay, so they talk, and she says, like, go to Miss Patty to find a job. She knows what's going on in the town, so sets up that character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the next scene, we are at Luke's diner. Is that right?
So. You mean hardware store?
Luke's hardware store / diner.
And they're just both being, like, short with each other.
Oh, yeah.
And Rory's like, I don't want to go anymore.
Yeah, Lorelai's like, hey, I had dibs on being the bitch tonight. Freaking Rory comes back brutally, just tonight?
Yeah, she's like, okay, what the hell?
that was a great comeback, I must say.
Yeah, see, I don't get that, because, like, her mom has done nothing.
That we've seen.
Teenager. I
mean, yeah.
Being a brat.
I just don't get the conflict.
Do you see why I don't like Rory very much?
It's the writers. Not Rory. Rory didn't. She didn't want to have that conflict. I don't think she. Yeah.
That's when I wrote that she's bugging me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why, like, people keep asking us when we're gonna have kids, and then I watch something like this, and it's like, oh,
never.
Yeah. What the heck? How? What is that weird?
Yeah, you're worried about when they're 16.
Yeah.
I thought it was like the screaming baby part.
Yeah, but then that goes away. But then it's like you have a second wave coming.
Screaming teenager.
And that's the period where you can, like, you might have to end up paying years down the road just to have dinner once a week.
True.
But we don't have to get into this right now. So yeah, they kind of fight, and Rory says she doesn't want to go to Chilton anymore. And this is right after Lorelai probably did the hardest thing she's ever had to do to ask her parents for money. So she's obviously upset. Yeah. So they leave the diner, still kind of fighting. And then passing Miss Patty's dance shop is where Lorelai finds out it's about dance a boy.
You can buy all the different types of dance.
What? Is dance that weird studio? To say? But apparently it has ice skating. Is that what you said?
Yeah. The sign said ballet, ice skating.
They also do the town productions in there.
I do. Town meetings.
Yeah, is that where they hold court later?
Yeah. Well, not court, but town meetings.
Judge Judy
town
made meeting. An appearance. It's wild.
So, yeah, once she finds out it's about a boy, they just kind of keep fighting on the way home.
Mm-hmm. It makes more sense.
I like Rory's outfit in this scene, though. She's got, like, the tights and the skirt and then the little turtleneck t-shirt.
Oh, yeah,
and
I remember noticing socks. That when she was taking her shoes off on her bed.
Combat boots, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like, also, Rory would not have put her shoes on her bed.
You guys pick up weird stuff.
I also thought the tights were really weird for her.
Oh, I don't know. I liked it.
Like, well, I thought they were cute, but I didn't feel like they were her.
Mm.
We watched it a lot, so we had to have figure out things for to new say.
Information. I feel like I have a lot in common with Rory.
No, I didn't want to say this, but Madeline so does identify as Rory.
I know she does, but I don't see it. You were so much more delightful.
You're like Rory without all the annoyingness.
And Rory like attacks people, like makes them tell her things. And you definitely respect people's privacy.
Unlike Lorelai, which we will come to find out.
What?
Elaborate.
Well, that's a later scene. That's the very last scene. So we'll come back to that.
Okay.
So they keep fighting. Does anything important? Do they say anything? Oh, well,
they
both
turn on the same song after they fight.
Right. Right before that, though, Lorelai's like, for the first time ever, it seems like, decides she's going to be the mom and says, you will go to Chilton.
And this is when she says, you don't get pregnant at 16, being different to guys. Yeah. So that's when you realize that, oh, Rory's 16 and Lorelai's 32. And there's cycle.
And like, you kind of get hints to it when Joey is flirting with them.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't look like a mom and you don't look like a daughter.
Yeah.
But freaking Joey.
Don't actually say it. Freaking Joey.
But yeah, then Lorelai's like, we're not a democracy anymore. You are going to the school.
Yeah. Which props to her. That was I would have been upset if, I mean, that would be a dumb show, but like if Rory ended up not going, I'd be upset.
I don't even know where the story would have gone.
Yeah. Yeah, she gets pregnant at 16 and then they're like, all right, guys, we'll try this again later.
Come back for the granddaughter.
Okay, so then the next day. Oh, yeah, and then they both do turn on the same song at different times in different rooms, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next day.
Lorelai put her contacts in backwards.
Yeah, she's obviously stressed. Suki blew up a stove.
A Viking. Lorelai's wearing a weird military-ish jacket, 80s thing.
Mm. I just want to know what putting contacts in backwards would do.
Yeah, I feel like when you blink, it would squeeze it out the first time.
Squeeze it out.
I think it bends.
Oh.
But I think the liquid.
Oh, does it make it like,
I don't know,
smaller? Like
that's
when
what I'm wondering. Like, I don't know if it changes the way you see things. Someone put your contacts in backwards and let us know.
Yeah, pastorrocketnetwork.com/contact. It'll come straight to my email. Yep, so then Rory shows up at the inn to work.
Okay, this part was dumb.
Yeah.
Rory's there. And she's like, what do you want me to do? I'm here. Lorelai's like, go home. She's like, okay. Like, yeah. Why did you make her go all the way there?
I think that was just to show they're still fighting, I guess.
And, I guess.
But she's probably hoping that she got over her bad attitude. Yeah. And she did not.
Yeah.
And I liked Rory's sweater there.
Wow, I did not think we were going to talk about outfits this much. I like it, though. I'll pay more attention next episode. yeah, so she says, go home. Dinner's at 7:00. Be ready to go. Mm-hmm. And then this takes us to like the climax of the episode. It's not funny. It's just, that's what it's called.
So up until now, it's just been foreplay.
Getting us ready.
Okay. So, we show up at the parents' house and they're just,
what are their names?
Come on, you can do it.
Gloria?
What? No.
I don't know.
And Emily.
Okay, Richard and Emily.
Dick. Richard.
Dick. Come on. Dick and Richard and Dick. Just kidding. So they're standing outside and I shouldn't talk about this because we don't know what it means.
Oh, I know. The Pula Menendez.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of think it has something to do with like killing
parents. Should we look this up? I guess we can. This is a podcast. We can look stuff up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I noted that Lorelai has a different Jeep in this than she does later.
Really? I thought it was the same.
I only noticed it because this one had glass windows, but later she opens the windows.
Okay. But they do a good job of like already establishing what kind of car she's going to have. Yeah. Because I feel like I don't know any other show that like from the first episode, they know the character well enough to know what kind of car they're going to drive.
I agree. I know like later they make it a big deal that she's had that same one forever.
Yeah.
But it is a little different. Ah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So Lorelai says, basically like, I know we're fighting, but at least be civil during dinner and then you can pull a Menendez afterwards, which is a reference to the Menendez brothers, which were they were convicted in a high profile criminal trial in 1994 for killing their parents.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought it was.
Makes sense.
Checks out.
And I feel like pretty dramatic. Should have looked up other references now because there were a lot.
No.
You have any? You want me to or?
Nah.
There was one episode. She said right before that I didn't know. The little, should we stand out here reenacting the little match
girl? Yeah, I don't know either.
Look it up.
We should make like a movie watch list based on movies referenced.
Yeah.
So we would have what was the one that Dean caught?
Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby. Have you seen that?
Not in a long time.
I've never seen that. So we'd have that, The Little Match Girl. I think that's a movie. Is it?
Which one?
Little Match Girl.
It's actually a short story from 1845. It's about a young poor girl, a seller of matchsticks, freezing in the street on New Year's Eve.
Oh. I do love how many references there are to this. Like, it's such a smart show because they reference like literature, movies, pop culture.
I'm amazed with the writers. Like,
yeah,
mm-hmm. They just have so much information.
Other than the conflict with Rory in the first episode.
Cool beans. So we go into the house.
Cool beans. Is that your transition phrase?
Cool beans.
I say it a lot. I'm not good at being the leader.
You're doing good.
Okay.
So it's weird for you to run a podcast. You can't be the leader. Run 3 podcasts.
I don't know if I run the D&D one.
Oh.
I try to, but then I get
cross promote half podcasts. Right now.
I don't know if I run One Shot Escapades, the weekly Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
That you can find on this site.
I do run Water with Gas, the weekly seltzer podcast.
The only one there is.
The only. Okay, so we go into the house and immediately it's kind of, we see how stiff the mom is again, the grandma, because Lorelai's holding a coffee and she's
What's her name?
Dick. Emily.
Emily, yeah.
And she's like, throw that away. And she starts to throw it away.
Well, first she says, is that a collector's cup or are you going to throw it away?
Oh, yeah. And then she's like, in the kitchen. And then Lorelai still throws it away in the foyer.
Yeah.
Then we go to the parlor where this grandmother gives her 16-year-old granddaughter a glass of champagne.
Which later on they give Rory like child drinks. Like they don't give her alcohol after this. So maybe I'll let it slide because they were like, it's a special occasion.
Yeah.
So maybe it makes sense that they would that first time. But then after that, they're like, okay, wait, if this is a weekly thing, her brain's going to get damaged.
Yeah. And club soda becomes her drink.
Yeah.
Ooh. We could have a whole episode about the club soda.
Crossover. It's awkward.
It's just super awkward. The grandma's like, do you guys want me to call her Emily? Is that bothering you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The grandma's like,
no, call her Emily.
The only thing that's important is family and education.
And pie.
Lorelai says, and pie, which it's a joke. Yep. So they go to dinner and the parents are just kind of berating her the whole, or like not berating, but little
passive aggressive.
Yeah. Little jabs at Lorelai the whole time.
Lorelai did say the potatoes need salt.
That was a, yeah.
So, ooh. I mean, I know Emily takes great offense, but it's their cook.
Yeah.
But
I think it, yeah, it seemed more like, how dare you complain or something. I don't know.
That's how Slap Fest gets started.
I feel like Richard is much more savage in the beginning, which their relationship would develop, but also like.
He definitely has his moments later of jabbing, but yeah, I feel like in the beginning he's definitely.
Yeah. Like you don't really like him very much in the first episode. Yeah. Whereas later on, I love Richard.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
But at first, he's kind of a dick.
Crazy. I bet that's how they came up with that name. Yes.
Yeah, and he mentions her ex-wife, Christopher, says
husband.
Okay, this is kind of a progressive show, but I don't know if it's.
Yeah, so then baby he mentions daddy. Her. Oh, yeah, they weren't even married. Dang it. No. Then he mentions Rory's dad, Christopher, who is doing very well for himself out in California, has started up.
Supposedly.
No, guys, stop.
According to Richard's information.
Guys, stop.
I'm just saying.
We can just predict the future.
Yeah. So then.
Speaking of which, how is that a speaking of which? That's what Lorelai says.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like he asked her about how's the motel, and it's an inn, and she runs the inn now. So.
Jab, jab.
Yeah. Jab, jab, yeah.
Lots of little things.
Yeah. So she gets pretty annoyed. What was the final thing?
Saying that he's very smart. Clearly, Rory takes after him.
Yeah. That one was, that was pretty obvious. Yeah. So then Lorelai gets up, and she's like, I'm going to go get.
A Coke.
Or a knife.
So then she goes to the kitchen and then.
Does some dishes.
Rory's like, I should go talk to. And then Emily's like, no, I'll go.
So she can go attack her. Yeah. Jab, jab.
So she goes into the kitchen. Lorelai lunges at her with a knife, which is kind of crazy. Emily's able to like disarm her and get her into a chokehold.
There's blood everywhere.
A maid dies during it somehow.
I think it was Lorelai in the kitchen with the knife.
Nice. Butter knife. Clue.
No, but they fight, but they get a lot of stuff out.
Yeah.
Which I mean is really good for setting up the show.
Yeah, we needed that.
But also I think they needed it.
Yeah, so they're like yell fighting in the kitchen.
I feel like typically people would need that, but any information in Emily's hands turns into a jab, jab. I'm going to hold this later and throw it at you.
But we didn't learn any new information, did we, from Lorelai?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Well, we did, but did Emily? Because it was more just like old stuff, I guess. But
yeah.
But anyways, during this, Rory hears that the grandparents are paying for Chilton.
Mm-hmm.
And these dinners are a part of that.
Yeah.
Does that wrap up the dinner pretty well?
I mean, we also find out that Lorelai like moved away at 16, found her own job, like created her own life there.
Yeah, she's been at the inn since then, working her way
up. She had a lot going for her, but then she became a maid. That's why her parents are pissed.
Yeah. So you learn a lot about her, but then her parents also like wanted to help her, but it was in a controlling way. So it's not like they kicked her out. She chose to leave. So it just is complex and not like super easy.
They wanted Christopher to marry Lorelai and then work for
him.
Dick.
Richard.
Richard. Yep. Cool. Yeah. So then.
When they get to the diner.
Yeah. So, well, first they leave and Lorelai makes Rory drive. And I have a note here because the next time we see them at the diner, they start the conversation.
I wrote that too.
Which means they just didn't talk about anything during that drive.
Well, they could have just like listened to music and they, it's like she could have known that she needed time to decompress.
Like, I know they do that a lot in the series. And I know they do that because like they don't want driving scenes, but it's just like you just imagine the silence and then they're like actively talking. And it's like, what happened?
Yeah.
Don't they live near like Hartford? Isn't like 30 minutes?
Yeah. We timed it.
That's a long drive.
Yeah.
I see. I feel like their mood. It was just a long, silent drive.
Maybe.
But so we end up back at Luke's diner.
And Rory's like softened and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now she feels bad. Yeah. She realizes good. The sacrifices her mom is making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of comic relief. Rory orders some chili fries and Luke's like, this is so unhealthy for you. Red meat can kill you. And they're drinking coffee at 9 p.m.
What do you think?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Okay, moving on from that. and they just kind of make up.
Do they ever? Have you ever seen them drink water? I have a theory that they only drink
they
coffee.
They have a water bottle at their house, like a big one that Dean has to replace.
That's true.
But, whoa. Yeah. Okay, tread lightly here. This is a spoiler-free podcast.
They're definitely underhydrated.
Yeah.
Because in order to drink that much coffee, you have to cut down on water. You can't do both.
Do you pee black after a certain point?
I have to ask Lorelai. Oh.
I wrote down, it's my last note, that Alexis Bledel didn't like coffee. So anytime she was drinking coffee, it was normally soda in her cup.
I wish I didn't know that. That might be the worst thing I've heard in a long time.
I'm just trying to get you to hate her like you should.
Oh, I'm trying to stand up for
what? Well, she was, how old was she? Like
16.
The actress?
No, she was... I think she had just turned 18.
So you don't like coffee when you're 18.
Because Kiko, the one who plays Lane, she was actually 28. So she was just a couple years younger than Lauren Graham, Lorelai.
Wow.
Yeah, she doesn't seem 28.
I think, I'm pretty sure Alexis Bledel had just turned 18.
Did she like coffee
by the end of it?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I feel like I could play a high schooler successfully.
Yeah. Yes. You just shave the mustache.
Shave it.
No. So yeah, they make up and Lorelai is like, I'll spy on you.
Well, first of all, Rory says she's going to Chilton.
Yes, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then like as it pulls out slowly from the window, they're just like, so tell me about the boy. Make
sure you remember that scene of them pulling out of the window. Just keep it in your brain.
Why?
It's in the theme
just
song.
Because.
Okay.
Just keep it in your brain.
I guess for next episode.
You'll find out.
Or the future.
In 3 years when we finish.
Oh. Is this like a... Okay. On the last episode, this will come back into play, I guess. Yeah, so that wraps up the episode. All is well.
Yeah.
We established that the weekly dinners are probably going to be a plot point. Rory's going to Chilton. Lorelai is... still working to save up to buy her own inn.
With Suki. Yeah.
With Suki. Lane. We did see her on her date. She doesn't really like the...
the future proctologist.
Future proctologist. Yeah.
She looked very bored.
Yeah. Okay. So that wraps up the recap. What?
Long recap.
What?
It's a long recap.
That's the meat right there. What? What were your favorite parts of the episode? That can be like funny or just...
My favorite part will always be Suki smacking the guy with the pan.
Yeah, that's true.
It was great.
Well, I already said one of my favorite scenes was her like whole like choreographed dance around the kitchen thing.
Yeah.
Good old Suki.
Come back to me. I'll have another one.
Sorry. Back to the recap. We also see Luke went to the bank. Is that important?
Oh, yeah, he looked nice.
He was dressed up at the end.
I think that was just an excuse for Lorelai to say he looked nice.
Oh, see, there's definitely tension here.
Except I don't, because maybe.
But he looks better with a baseball cap.
But, no, I'm just saying, like, because at that point, they weren't planning on him being a series regular. Mm. At that point, it was still supposed to just be, like, a couple episodes.
So it's just an excuse
to make.
It
definitely seems like they're, like, starting something, though.
I think, like, because I know they decided to make him a series regular because of how much people wanted them to date. Mm. But I don't think that was their goal.
No. Mm. Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. My favorite scene was probably... I should have wrote this down. I didn't think of one. Because I just liked the whole episode that much.
Yeah.
At what point was it? I'm like, I want to watch something else now.
In my defense, we watched this episode like a week ago.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard because this one, Lorelai and Rory are fighting a lot. And I like it when they're not fighting.
Yeah.
I don't really like it when they fight.
I think I like the scenes with Michelle. Did we even talk about Michelle a whole lot?
A little
lot?
Bit.
So
yeah,
he's pretty funny. He's pretty chilling.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the episode in general? Like, how do you feel like they set up the future episodes, which obviously this is the pilot, so it's very good.
Yeah. Like I said, my main thing is
it's not a filler episode.
It's not a filler episode.
That conflict though, I don't know. That feels forced for me. Rory suddenly not wanting to go to Chilton.
Yeah.
But they set everything up really well. And the town, like just the community aspect of it, they already introduced a few of those side characters, and the thing about this show that's so special is those side characters are the same like throughout the show. Yeah. Well, except for Kirk when he first comes into it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like Miss Patty is Miss Patty, and
we haven't
she
met Babette
is important.
Yet.
Yeah, but they make the side characters important enough instead of it just being like a random rotation of extras. It's like,
yeah, I agree.
Important.
Was Taylor in this episode?
No, they talk about Dozie's Market, but we don't meet him yet.
I agree.
Same.
It's like, I think that they're trying to emphasize on how important people in the town are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I feel like they established the characters pretty well. You know what to expect going forward from pretty much everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool beans. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up the
Don't you want to make predictions? What do you think is going to happen in episode 2?
I can't.
Who's your favorite character already? The first episode, who's your favorite character? What are your predictions? Tell us everything.
I'm very uninteresting. I always root for the main character, so Lorelai is my favorite character.
I wrote down that I still don't know how I feel about her. I've watched it.
Really?
Probably nearly 20 times, and yeah. I still, it's like, I'm always back and forth on her. I think I love her. Overall like her, but a lot of the last couple times I've been watching it, she started to really bug me.
Really?
Yeah.
One of my bullet points that I didn't say is... I want to be Lorelai when I grow up. Just the way that she deals with people and how quick she is, like how smart she is.
Yeah.
Predictions for next episode. I think Rory will go to Chilton. I think Dean will probably get a job.
I feel like you watch the first episode, you should say how you think it's going to end.
And like I don't want to do that. 5 years from now, 10 That's too from far. Now.
Either one.
But I know some parts, so I don't want to, I can't. I'm just going to say for next episode, I think Lorelai buys an inn next episode.
Oh, wow.
So.
That escalated quickly.
She had time to do a bank job.
Yeah. All right. That's going to wrap up the very first episode of Gilmore Girls and Tea Spills. I feel like we spilled quite a bit of tea today, girls.
I hated that.
Yeah, ladies.
Yeah, ladies. Is that from the Office Ladies? Or did you say that?
I just said it.
Wow, that's a Yeah
Ladies?
Original.
You're asking if Yeah Ladies is from something specific?
It's a quote. Thank
it's
you.
It's a quote.
Two words.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening and joining us on this adventure of Gilmore Girls. We're planning to release one of these every week. For the next 3.5 years, Danny did the math. It's a big commitment.
I realized how terrified I am of this commitment.
Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.
See you next time.
Thanks.
3, 2, 1.
This show is part of the Pencil Rocket Network. Visit pencilrocketnetwork.com to check out our other shows. Have a nice trip.
We have liftoff.